Congress is now shaping the final farm bill, and the Senate's June draft left out the Save Our Bacon Act, a measure that would have gutted California's Proposition 12 and hundreds of other voter-approved animal welfare and public health laws. The authors, independent livestock farmers from Virginia, argue that decades of policy have funneled money and infrastructure to industrial operations while leaving small and mid-sized farms, who are 85% of American farmers, with pennies. They warn the results are dangerous, pointing to crowded confinement feeding disease outbreaks like bird flu and screwworm, plus more than 158,000 farms shuttered since the last farm bill, showcasing their own pasture-raised heritage pigs, Nubian goats, and poultry sold straight to neighbors. They say humane, sustainable farming works, and they are calling on Congress to fund the independent producers, not the corporations. When the Senate released its draft language for the farm bill at the end of June, it got one thing right: the omission of the Save Our Bacon Act. Behind its playful name, this provision would be deeply harmful, dismantling laws like California's Proposition 12, which prohibits cruel confinement practices such as keeping breeding sows in gestation crates. The Save Our Bacon Act would further prioritize industrial agriculture interests by overriding hundreds of other voter-approved state laws protecting animal welfare and public health. Independent farmers across the country stood up to this harmful text and will continue to push back against it and any similar measures. Leaving the Save Our Bacon Act out of the Senate text is important, but that just maintains the status quo, and farmers are struggling too much right now for that to be acceptable. With the final farm bill, Congress has an opportunity to promote policies and programs that uplift small and mid-sized independent farms, who make up 85% of American farmers. We urge them to seize it. For decades, farm policies have left independent farmers and producers with pennies while rewarding industrial agriculture operations with funding and infrastructure. The result is a food system precariously sustained by concentrated animal feeding operations that confine animals in dangerously overcrowded conditions. The net effect is unhealthy animals more vulnerable to disease outbreaks like bird flu and screwworm, and destabilized rural economies, as evidenced by the over 158,000 farms shuttered since the last farm bill. We've had to watch agriculture's downward spiral and degradation of the food system over the past few decades while understanding more than most that it doesn't have to be this way. Independent livestock farmers like us prove every single day that farming can be humane, sustainable, and give back to rural economies. If policymakers visited our farm, they'd find our heritage breed pigs, Nubian goats, and various poultry cohabitating with free access to pastures that we rotate them through regularly to maintain parasite control and pasture health. They'd see the goats foraging, pigs rooting for treasures or resting in one of their wallows, and the poultry enjoying insects as delicious treats. They'd learn that we sell our products directly to local consumers, our immediate community, providing high-quality meat right to our neighbors. These folks make the trip because they value how we farm. Our farming practices offer our Virginia neighbors a resilient food chain, healthier soils, and cleaner water and air. This is the food system consumers want, and yet we, the farmers working to meet those demands, struggle every day with accessing the funding, infrastructure, and competitive markets we need to produce.